HarperCollins presents Endgame, written and read by Omid Scobie. A note before we begin, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains notes from the book. To everyone who clicks on, reads, or watches my work, your support means the world. Thank you. Endgame, noun. The final stages of a chess game after most of the pieces have been removed from the board. Also, the final stages of an extended process or course of events. Prologue. When Queen Elizabeth II was in her 90s, there was an element of covering the royals that those around me found a little morbid. Wherever I went, whether it was on a road trip with mates to Wales or a royal visit to Morocco, I always packed a black suit and tie. To friends and family outside the royal bubble, the presence of that ominous suit bag was, to say the least, somewhat gloomy, and a grim reminder that Queen Elizabeth II was nearing the end of her life. As a journalist who joined the Royal Beat in 2011, I knew this was a vital piece of the reporting toolkit, an appropriate outfit at the ready so I could spring into action the moment Buckingham Palace shared the news of the Queen's death. While I was at home in London, the suit, a practical polyester blend because it was time to steam out creases during breaking news, mostly lived in the trunk of my car. On September 8th, 2022, however, that car and its contents were 20-odd miles away getting serviced when I was summoned to ABC News' London Bureau for what we worried might become the long-feared announcement. I was in the middle of running errands when rumours started to flood through via sources and colleagues, so I didn't have time to race home to grab a backup suit. Feeling the pressure and lack of time, I grabbed a simple black sweater from a nearby Marks & Spencer and took the fastest route, via London Underground, to the Hammersmith studio. The Queen had been bedbound at Balmoral Castle in Scotland for the 48 hours prior, after conducting what later became her final engagements on September 6th, seeing out the controversial Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and welcoming in his exceedingly short-lived replacement, Liz Truss. Palisades announced the day after the monarch's royal duties that she had accepted doctor's advice to rest. The next morning, after a further palace update warned that her doctors were concerned for Her Majesty's health and have recommended she remain under medical supervision, an insider messaged me to say, "It's not looking good." For a multitude of reasons, I hoped the warning would turn out to be a false alarm. Arriving at ABC News' offices that Thursday afternoon, I received a text from someone very close to the family. As I caught my breath in the elevator of the Disney-owned building, a spoonful of sugar was playing quietly in the background, making a surreal moment even more so. "Please don't say anything yet, but I think it's happened," they wrote. I responded with a follow-up, checking that I understood their message correctly. No doubt trying to get confirmation of their own, the source, someone whose word I'd come to trust over recent years, didn't reply. 15 minutes later, as I sat in front of the camera and put on my earpiece and mic, my calm in the storm, the network's royal producer, Zoe McGee, called across the newsroom. "We've had confirmation." Messages started pouring into my phone within seconds. The statement from the palace had yet to land, but my heart was already thumping. Though I had been at briefings that described what would happen the moment London Bridge, the code name for the monarch's death and the operation that kicked into action straight afterward, went down, nothing could have truly prepared anyone for the news. Not even the 200-page research Bible McGee had created in the recent months. The death of Britain's longest reigning monarch, a woman much loved and revered around the world, had a bigger impact on me in the moment than I expected. The Queen had been a presence in my life for as long as I could remember, a fact shared by most Brits. Whether you cared about the royal family or not, she had evolved into the nation's grandmother, a comforting presence during destabilizing times and easily more popular than the monarchy itself. "New York is going to come to you shortly, Omid," my producer prompted. This is...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?